This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are live in the Twin Peaks studios on a Wednesday. And we have been and we will continue to replay our interview last night with Deshaun Watson. Live here in our Verizon Artist Lounge, an evening with Deshaun Watson. Was a great night. Really good feedback from a lot of the listeners who got to come up here. I guess my message to listeners who weren't able to come up here is to be listening for all of our events that we do up here, because since we've redone that Verizon Artist Lounge, we've been doing it right in there, man. Those have been fun events.
I was wondering, you know, you and our boss spent a whole lot of time preparing for this, and I kept wondering, why are they spending so much time doing this? And then as you were pulling it off, I thought, oh, wow. It's really good they spend that much time doing this. This is really well done. They did a really good job. This is really cool. I understood the value of the preparation, because you were doing things. Sometimes these things, anybody that's ever done a presentation before knows, the videos never play when you want them to play. The audio doesn't work and everything. So you had some technical stuff going on there, and you're putting on a show. You put on a show. It was really cool. That was way more entertaining than the Phil Collins concert you went to. At this point,
yes.
A lot of people are going to want to talk to you, but like, who's better, Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson? No. It's who's better, Deshaun Watson or Phil Collins?
That's right.
And now, look, I'm not talking, is this 1985? No, we're talking currently in 2019.
Yeah.
I'd say Deshaun Watson puts on a better show.
I would say he destroys Phil Collins.
Better body of work by Phil Collins.
Yeah.
But currently, Deshaun Watson in the middle of landslide.
That's right. Well, Deshaun Watson has work to do to catch up to Phil Collins. Now, according to the NFL, this past week was basically Deshaun Watson's in the air tonight, because he won AFC Offensive Player of the Week. So he adds another hit single to his discography. We're just waiting for him to add whatever Phil Collins' version of the Super Bowl was. Susu Studio, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, if you're
probably in the air tonight is his Super Bowl. That's his most famous song.
I don't want to follow the normal trajectory, because Phil Collins did some great work as a band member.
And then Genesis.
Then went solo. Yeah. So I don't want Deshaun's version of going solo would be being a free agent and going somewhere else.
We don't want that. He's the drummer. The Texans are Genesis, and he's the drummer.
Well, the
right
whole
now.
Thing is, though, but that's what's great about, maybe it'll change with the next collective bargaining agreement. If he continues on this path and, you know, cements himself as a truly great quarterback, he's never leaving in free agency, because that just doesn't happen.
Right.
Healthy, great quarterbacks don't leave in free agency.
That's right. Get used to Deshaun Watson, people. He has arrived. He is here, and he is going to win a lot of football games for the Houston Texans. Let's get to the third part of the interview with Deshaun Watson, where he talks about the charm that he put on Bill O'Brien to convince the team to draft him back in 2017.
I want to ask you about your pre-draft visit to Houston to come to the stadium.
Right.
Before I ask you about it, I've had Coach O'Brien on my show a few times since you've been drafted to the team, and we've talked obviously about you, but about what led to the Texans saying, Deshaun Watson, we want this guy to be our guy. Here is your coach, Bill O'Brien, talking about your pre-draft visit, and then I want to get your reaction to this.
We brought him in the morning. You know, he came in the night before, and I think some guys took him out to dinner, and then I saw him in the morning. We had already seen him at the combine, so I knew him, had already met him at the combine. But we do a pretty good deal where, you know, we test him on his knowledge of his offense at Clemson, which I felt really good about. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of teach him some of our things. We leave the room for half an hour, let him look at it. One thing that stood out to me when we came back in the room, he drew it up right-handed, this play I had taught him. And then he looked at me and he said, you want me to do it left-handed? Because I can do it left-handed.
He's just showing off now, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like, he knew he had me in the palm of his hand. So, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. But then we broke for lunch and we went downstairs and all of our guys were there working out. Guys that knew him, you know, obviously the Clemson guys, Hop and Reeder, and those guys were down there. But then there were the South Carolina guys, Joseph and Clowney, mm-hmm. and I think Ellington was with us at the time, and so they, you know, they all crowded, and then there was more, and he kind of, you could tell the guys were kind of drawn to him based on what they had seen. you know, what they had seen on TV from how he played and the way he, you know, carried himself in interviews, and that meant a lot to me.
They gush about your visit to Houston over there. What do you remember about your visit to Houston before being drafted by the Texans?
It was awesome, actually. Yeah, like you said, they it was more like it was a very intense test. They were trying to make sure that they were trying to test everything, my knowledge, if I, you know, fall under pressure, if I get nervous, anything. So he was teaching me all types of protections, plays. And so he taught me, and he said half hour. It was more like 10 minutes where he came
okay.
back. So it was more like 10 minutes, but I was drawing it. And I didn't say a word. I just watched him, watched all the coaches' stuff. I didn't say anything. He would ask me questions. I would just shake my head. And I knew, but I was very confident mm-hmm. in what I knew because I love football. I love learning about different things. And so during the pre-draft, I always, you know, told myself, and the quarterback coach I was working with, Jordan Palmer at the time, I always said, draw both sides, left side and right side. And so I always flipped the play. And so when he came back in, it was a big table, and I had notebook papers all over the place. I had like 5 sheets of the left-handed call, right-handed call, and then I had like 2 more sheets where it just kind of regular notes. And then when I got up there and I was, drew it, I did it confidently. He asked me questions. I killed the questions. And then I kind of smirked at him. And he didn't say that. In the most, I guess, respectful way, he was just like, did you smirk at me? He said some other stuff with it. And he said it with a serious face. And I was like, I did. Because I knew I was right. And then all he did was kind of giggle. And he was like, all right, you're good. You're done.
It seemed to work out.
Right. It worked out. So and then, you know, when I talked to him about it, that's when he knew, like, this is my quarterback. I know I'm here. And then, of course, the cafeteria stuff. I knew some of the people, but, I mean, it's just, I just kind of connected with the whole team, especially when I got drafted, too. Got in the locker room, and everyone just kind of, we just fell in love with each other.
Yeah. Helps that this is Clemson South down here, right?
For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. So you mentioned Jordan Palmer, your quarterback coach leading up to the draft. I remember on draft night, a camera got up close to him and said, this is what we were hoping for. We wanted Houston to be the place. How did you feel on draft night?
Oh, we felt great. I mean, with Jordan Palmer, my agent, David Malagueta, Quincy Avery, Coach Sweeney, I mean, it was the perfect fit. Just kind of in a situation, of course, at the time, needing a quarterback and being in a great city, a young city with a lot of talent. And it was just, it was a perfect fit. You couldn't make it up. I mean, we fell all the way towards, you know, the 12th pick. And at the time, I'm like, man, I got to go to Cleveland. They had the 12th pick, and I was just kind of like looking down. And then, as you know, Houston traded up, and OB called me, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
God is good.
So everything worked out perfectly, and it was a great night, and it's been great ever since.
As the quarterback of the team, how did you feel the Saturday before the season when you saw the Laremy Tunsil trade get made?
It was awesome. I kind of knew something was going on because me and Coach OB is very tight, so he kind of, you know, keep me in the hand, but not too much because that's out of my pay raise.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of knew that something was going to work out, and I was out of town at the time, and I seen it, and, you know, they made a splash. That's what they wanted to do, to help this team, you know, some type of way to help this team take another step to where we want to get to. And LT has been a great addition with Kenny, two great individuals, great team players, great locker room guys who work their tails off each and every day, and it's been awesome.
The bus trip to Jacksonville last year, I think, is something that was obviously a huge story last year when you had to take that bus to Jacksonville. What was the process like in determining that you were going to take a bus? Was there any chance you weren't going to play in that game?
I was definitely going to play. I was going to find a way to play. I was going to either walk, drive my own car. I was going to do something to make sure I get down to Jacksonville and play. Because we played Buffalo, I think, the week before.
Yeah.
Of course, Dallas was the week before, so I kind of didn't practice all that week. Played on Sunday. Was kind of limited, and then the, you know, the doctor specialist I was talking to, you know, was like, I still can't fly now, so the only way was to kind of take a bus. And the first thing I said, well, of course, you know, make sure I have a bed,
yeah,
a TV, and I'm good.
Yeah, bed, a TV, a couple places to stop and get a nice steak or something,
yes,
right? And you're good to go. And you're good to go. Your trip around the globe that you took this summer, which looked amazing, by the way. I'm getting married in February. Thanks for putting pressure on me that I got to do this trip that Deshaun Watson did now,
oh, yeah,
where you're going
sure.
all
me
over
too.
The world and you're getting baptized in the Jordan River and everything else. What was that like, getting baptized in the Jordan River?
It was amazing. It was life-changing. Very moving. It was so peaceful over there. The people that was our tour guide took great care of us, showed us around. I mean, It's really hard to explain, but everything was something that it was just very, very moving.
Yeah. And is that something you thought about for a while, getting baptized in the Jordan River?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was something that I've always thought I was going to have the opportunity to, but didn't know when it was going to happen.
Sure.
And then my actually QB coach now, Quincy Avery, who works with JP, but Quincy Avery, he knew a guy. He went to high school with a guy that lives there now, and got connected. And he was like, "Hey, if you want to come this summer, we can make it happen." And so that's what we did.
Really, really cool. All right, I've got a couple more minutes left before we bring Clint up. Can I play a little word association with you?
All right,
a little word association. I've got some names on this sheet. You just tell me the first thing that comes into your head. And I've got some favorite things here too. I said this can be a little getting to know Deshaun Watson. All right, the word association: Bill O'Brien.
Tough.
All right, Dabo Swinney.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, he's a smooth individual. He's very smooth.
He is a smooth individual. DeAndre Hopkins.
Stylist.
Is he the best dresser on the team?
I'm the best dresser.
The right answer. J.J. Watt.
Leader.
Yeah. Laremy Tunsil.
Quiet.
Quiet.
He's very quiet.
Is he?
He's very quiet.
Boy, some of his media sessions, he's been a little outgoing right now.
He's going to talk, but he won't say too much. He's
okay.
I think he's still early in the stage. That's why.
Getting to know people still. Yeah. All right. Will Fuller.
Will Fuller. Funny.
Is he funny?
He's very funny.
Okay. Because I would have said quiet for Fuller and funny for Tunsil just based on their interaction with the media. Will's all about short answers, but Will's really funny.
He's
huh?
very funny.
Okay. Favorite junk food?
Ooh. Favorite junk food, probably Take Five.
Take Five?
A candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite TV show?
Martin.
Yeah. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Ooh, probably Friday.
Okay. Maybe if that's getting approval in the audience. Favorite album?
Album? I love music, too.
Okay, let me rephrase.
Say,
what do you listen? What's in your headphones?
Astro Rose up there.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
Astro Rose up there.
Yeah. What are you listening to in your headphones before a game?
Probably So Much Fun by Young Thug.
Okay. You got to put a playlist out there for people. What's your favorite Deshaun Watson play?
Favorite Deshaun Watson play is probably a go ball to DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
For six.
Favorite moment as a player.
Favorite moment from my whole career.
Yeah.
When I got drafted here.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm really going to put you on the spot with this one. Favorite teammate?
Favorite team. All of them. favorite teammate? Can I say all of them?
All of them?
Yeah,
they're all tied?
They're all
52
tied.
Guys tied for first.
52.
That's the answer of a leader. That's the answer of a leader right there. All right, we're going to get Clint up here in a second. We're going to do some film study, and then you're going to take some pictures with some folks. And then we got to go watch the last 4 or 5 innings of Justin Verlander. You're buddies with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I was talking to him last night. Actually.
You did?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I was.
Do you guys get together and talk shop at all?
We do. We usually go out to eat. We talk shop. Usually go by his house. So we're like pretty tight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big game tonight, man.
It is. I told him he got to finish it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good deal, man. Well, listen, congratulations on all the success. A big one coming up this weekend too.
Yes, sir.
This is you and Mahomes, man.
Yeah.
This could be the Brady Manning thing for the next 10 or 12 years, you and Patrick Mahomes, you know.
Possibly, for
yeah.
sure.
This is the first time you guys have played each other.
Yeah, actually. And the crazy thing is a lot of people don't know, like, we've trained with each other the past 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
All through college, so we know each other like the back of our hands.
You guys are tight.
Yeah, we are.
Good, man. You fired up for this weekend?
For sure. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Good stuff. All right. Well, let's give a round of applause to the show.
Thank you.
How great was this? Huh?
I chose to hear that as I'm going to show him the back of my hand, as in, like, you know, backhand slap him.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to show him the back of my hand.
That would be great.
No, so
Orvie walked up with gloves and slapped him across the face with gloves.
But in all honesty, though, when he was talking about Justin Verlander, I had missed that part of it because I was checking the Astros score as he was saying that, as you two were talking about, like, oh, I hope he does well tonight, but he wasn't doing so hot.
You could have texted me. Yeah. If you had known that was coming, you could have texted, like, don't bring up Verlander.
That was the one thing that I was sitting next to Lopez, and Lopez was getting score updates throughout the evening. Yeah. And by the way, like a true – like a true guy who's in my age bracket or maybe a little bit higher,
yeah,
checking in the scores with full brightness on his phone.
Naturally.
Like complete and total distraction to everybody around him. I'm surprised the volume wasn't
on. How are you at Studio Movie Grill?
Yeah.
Are you one of those guys too?
Oh, no. Who, me? What do you mean?
At the movie theater. Do you check your phone in the movies?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, now, it's some of those places, you can do it a lot more. Those Studio Movie
Grill. Clandestine. If you're in a booth.
But I always
have
I don't have it on bright. Yeah. I put it on very, very low if I do. Anyway. But yeah, Verlander, it hadn't gone well for Verlander. He was already out of the game by the time that was over, I think. Well,
really? So when I asked that question, he was probably
because the
knocked
score,
out of the game.
No, I think it was 3-1 when you...
The game started at 6. That was almost 7 o'clock.
It was 3-1 by the time you guys were done.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, he's boys with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were that good of friends that they got to dinner and everything.
I was tipped off before the interview that he was buddies with Justin Verlander, so I figured I could weave that in at the end.
Well, that always it gets tossed out there, but you always assume they ran into each other at a party or something, but they actually genuinely hang out.
I could see where they would vibe with each other. I get very similar vibes off of them.
I'm going to get Deshaun some of that Ford truck money. I don't think Deshaun's got a car dealership, sponsorship right now.
Has Verlander always been a pickup truck guy, or is this him taking advantage of his newfound popularity in Houston?
He had one of the super expensive Mustang models. Okay. I know when he first
got
here.
Being in Detroit, you're near the epicenter of domestic car manufacturing.
Yeah, I bet I think because he's got a few other non-domestic whips, as the kids like to say.
Right,
But he also, sleds. I know he's had some really nice Rigs. Fords already, so I wonder if he had that deal and maybe he just,
What did you think of Deshaun's answer to favorite teammate?
I thought that was right. I wonder who do you think actually is? You know what I was thinking as you were asking that? Because it was clear he wasn't giving an answer. The one way you might have coaxed something out of him was to say, who do you spend the most time with?
Yeah.
You know, not your favorite necessarily, but who do you spend the most time with? It feels like it would be D-Hop.
Yes. 100%.
And it doesn't, not just because of the nature of the position, but just because those two seem to, I don't know, they just seem to vibe with each other.
I think they have the most in common. I think they have similar personalities. They have similar interests in fashion and music and things like that. And they have the Clemson ties.
That was an interesting answer that I didn't expect, too, when he said that he's a better dresser than DeAndre Hopkins. And I thought about it, and realistically, I think DeAndre is a more expensive dresser. But I think in terms of, especially football fans, if you're looking at those two guys and thinking, who would I most likely want to dress more like? It would be Deshaun. Deshaun's got that casual chic going.
Yeah, DeAndre's got a little more of the Russell Westbrook thing going on.
Yeah.
Little
high fashion.
High fashion, little strange, okay, that's one of like 10 people that I can think of that can get away with that look.
It's
that
extreme
kind of
peacocking.
Yes.
Yeah.
He should peacock.
I admire it. I'm not much of a peacocker. I don't. I can't see myself peacocking
really?
In public.
Because when I look at you, I think peacock.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. The one time we went, I was wearing the John Daly golf pants because we were doing something out at the
Shell Houston Open?
No, the other one, the Seniors
the,
Tour.
The Insperity.
The Insperity. Yeah. It's not the Seniors Tour anymore, but whatever. So Mike and I had to wear those. That's the most female attention I've ever gotten from strangers.
Really?
In a day. The 6 hours I was wearing those, it made me rethink my entire time as a single man. I should have been peacocking. Because I was getting, women were coming up to me randomly at gas stations starting conversations just because I was wearing these crazy, ridiculous, wild pants.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right. If you want to react to the...
Yeah, my wife thought it was great. She was in the passenger seat like, excuse me. She took on a Hispanic accent. She's like, oh, excuse me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.